Masechet Makot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. We have Tayag Mitzvot, 613 Mitzvot, broken up into two categories, Mitzvot Aseh and Mitzvot Lo Ta'aseh. Mitzvot Aseh are things that we have to do, positive commandments, for example, putting on tefillin. And Lo Ta'aseh are negative commandments, things that we're not allowed to do, for example, eating not kosher food. The Torah punishes people who violate a Lo Ta'aseh, things they're not allowed to do, with Malkut, with lashes. In general, all violations of a Lo Ta'aseh receive Malkut, but there are three categories that are exceptions to that rule. Number one, a Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, a prohibition that happens when a person doesn't do anything. For example, the commandment that a person has to eat his korban by a certain time. If he doesn't do that, let's say he refrains from eating the meat, and there's leftover meat at that point in time, he violated a lo ta'aseh. But that was only done through inaction. He didn't eat, and therefore he violated. So that, lav she'en bo ma'aseh, a person does not receive malkut. Secondly, a lav hanitak la'aseh. If the Torah gives a commandment that enables you to fix up the avera that you did, for example, the Torah tells us we're not allowed to steal. If a person did steal, he has to return what he stole. That's a lav she lav hanitak la'aseh. So the lo ta'aseh was fixable by an aseh, by returning the lost object, by returning the stolen object over here, a person fixed up the lav that he did, the lo ta'aseh of theft. The third category is any lav that has the death penalty is not subject to malkut. We mention the amount of lashes, which the Torah calls them 40 lashes. But Hachamim understand that it's really 39 lashes. And those 39 lashes are a maximum if a person is able to go through with it. If they're healthy enough in order to survive those 39 lashes, they would be given it. But if they're not able to, they would receive less than that number, and therefore they're examined by a doctor before they go through this process. Like all other punishments, a person is not given malkut unless he's first understood if he did the avera with intention, if there were two witnesses to testify about him, and if he received proper warning before he did the avera, and then a person is punished with malkut. Mishnah now says, "Ve'elu hein halokin." These are some of the people who are given malkut. This perek will list a lot of the different averot that people receive malkut for. Habal achotov, somebody has relations with his sister. Ve'al achot aviv, or with his father's sister. Ve'al achot imo, or his mother's sister. Ve'al achot ishto, or his wife's sister. Ve'al eshet ahiv, or his brother's wife. Of course, talking when they're not married, his brother's ex-wife. If it was his brother's wife when they were married, that would be adultery, and that would be hayav mita. Ve'al eshet ahi aviv, his father's brother's wife. Likewise over here, they're not married, it's his ex-wife. Ve'al hanida, or a woman who was anida, a woman who had her period, and therefore her husband is not allowed to have relations with her. Almana le kohen gadol, if an almana married a kohen gadol, for kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an almana. Gerusha v'halutza le kohen idiot, a divorced woman or a woman who went through the halitza process, marrying a regular kohen, both not allowed. Mamzeret unitina l'Israel, or if a regular Israel marries a mamzeret, that's somebody who is the product of a prohibited relationship, or a netina. Netina is somebody from the Givonim, a group of Kenaanim who tricked Yehoshua into making a peace treaty with them. They're forbidden to marry Jewish people. Bat Israel l'natin ul-mamzer, or likewise a regular Jewish girl who marries a natin or a mamzer. All of these people are given malkut. Now the Torah will tell us about a person who marries a woman who's forbidden to him with more than one prohibition. Almana u gerusha, if a woman is both a widow and a divorcee. So she was widowed from her first husband, and then she got remarried to her second husband, and then got a divorce from him. So she has the status of both, a almana and a gerusha. Hayavin aleha mishum shenei shemot. If a kohen gadol marries her, he has violated two prohibitions, so therefore he would receive two different sets of malkut for the two sins that he did. Gerusha v'halutza, but if a woman was both a divorced woman and a halutza, and so she was divorced from her first husband and then became a halutza, she did halitza when her second husband died, enu hayav ela mishem ehad bilvad, the kohen who marries her only gets one set of malkut, because it's as if he only violated one prohibition, one avera. The prohibition to marry a halutza is learned out from the same pasuk as marrying a divorced woman. So therefore, we learn out that they're both considered to be part of the same prohibition. And if a kohen violates the Torah and violates by marrying this woman, it's as if he only did one avera in terms of punishment, and he would only receive one set of malkut.